Both of my parents are immigrants. I didn't have grandparents in this country. And as a young girl, I used to cruise around my neighborhood on my tricycle. And there were a lot of sweet little old ladies in the neighborhood who I would pick up their newspaper and take it to the door. And they would slip me a chocolate or a little hard candy or something and pat me on the head and say thank you. Sometimes I'd stray a little too far from home and they'd invite me in and call my mother and say that I was blocks away from where I lived. And so I grew to love the elderly women in my neighborhood. And I think that this was my early practice of visiting elders and enjoying their conversation and listening to their wisdom and their history. I had one elderly woman in Corte Madera where I grew up who had been married to David Niven. And I used to go over there and polish the silver that she received in her wedding from him and listen to the stories. She was from Scotland, and she had great stories, and I was absolutely fascinated. These women were better than any book I could read. And so I grew a really deep respect and appreciation for the elders in our neighborhood, and it stuck with me all through my life. And ultimately, I ended up in elder advocacy and elder justice advocacy, and have found my way into elder abuse prevention and specifically elder financial abuse prevention.